What does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the Week in Philly, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
Everyone sees what that looks like now, and it is a doomsday budget.
We need Senate Republicans to get serious about this. This is not just political. This is about our state's economy.
All 67 counties in Pennsylvania are impacted, and here in southeastern Pennsylvania, this is a crisis that needs to be addressed.
Fare hikes, route closures, layoffs, some ominous headwinds swirling around SEPTA this week. I'm Brian Seltzer along with Sabrina Boyd-Serka. We are filling in for Matt Leon on The Week in Philly this week. To lead off the show, we've got KYW News Radio transportation reporter Mike DiNardo. Mike, some dramatic implications, it sounds like, in SEPTA's budget for fiscal 2026. What are we looking at here?
Well, the biggest red flag that is on the horizon is SEPTA's $213 million structural deficit. Its expenses outpace revenues by that much. The cost of everything is going up, labor, fuel, maintenance, and it's not as simple as just raising fares for SEPTA to make up the difference. Most of its revenue comes from government subsidies and not from the fare box. So SEPTA has released a proposed budget that is based only on the revenues that it has right now. It's not banking on the extra $168 million that Governor Shapiro has for SEPTA in his budget proposal. And the results are dire. Overall, a 45% reduction in service without any new money. We're talking about dozens of bus routes eliminated, a fare increase from 250 to 290, less frequent service on the lines that are still running, an elimination of five regional rail lines. And you might ask, why five? Well, they run on Amtrak tracks, and SEPTA pays $65 million a year to Amtrak to lease the use of those tracks. All service would end at 9 p.m., and the Broad and Ridge Spur would also be cut. So overall, Brian, it's a 45% reduction in service, and yes, it's serious.
Wow. So it seems like it wasn't that long ago, back in November, when Governor Shapiro had this big event at the Frankfurt Transportation Center announcing that $168 million lifeline, Mike, that you alluded to.
I want to step up and create a bridge, some time and space for the House and Senate to be able to work together, to come together on this issue of funding mass transit.
All the energy seemed positive, forward moving. Was this always something that SEPTA had in the back of its mind, that it could run into this type of snag?
Well, yeah, because the $213 million structural deficit that we talked about never went away. When the governor flexed that money from PennDOT last fall, it didn't add any recurring revenues for SEPTA. So here we go again. Yeah, this was something SEPTA management was planning on, because Pennsylvania doesn't have a dedicated source of revenue for mass transit. It's had to rely on the graces of the legislature every year.
The funding proposal got past the House three times. It's run into a roadblock in the Senate. Do you sense there being any movement there? What are the chances that it could ultimately be voted through?
It's tough to say. I mean, it all depends on what kind of funding source the legislators agree on. I think there seems to be a sense of urgency and a sense that transit funding across the state needs to be addressed somehow. The issue is, how do you pay for it? Do you tax games of skill? That's been one proposal. But the doomsday vibes, at least here in Philadelphia, continue, and SEPTA's presenting its worst-case scenario based on what happened in the past.
It always seems like there's some sort of fire that SEPTA has to put out. Is this instability just the life of a public transportation system in a major city, or is it the life of this particular public transportation system?
Well, it's a little of each. This is happening to transit systems all over Pennsylvania. Of course, SEPTA is the largest. And again, it's a matter of the governor and the state house and leaders of the state Senate getting together and trying to decide how to pay for additional transit funding.
Another story, Mike, you covered this week, SEPTA and the PPA working hand in hand to try and penalize those drivers who block the bus-only lanes when they park. What's the plan there?
Effective May 7th, AI cameras mounted inside SEPTA buses will begin to generate tickets for drivers stopped in bus lanes. So we're not talking about parking authority officers writing those tickets. They will still continue to do so, but now you'll have these cameras watching you if you decide to park in a bus lane or in front of a bus stop. The AI will notify the human officers from the parking authority, and they, the human officers, will decide whether a ticket is warranted. These AI cameras will be on 152 SEPTA buses and 38 trolleys. They'll be watching. There was a trial run of this technology, and SEPTA AI cameras caught 36,000 vehicles double parked and parked illegally in bus lanes. They didn't get tickets, but starting next month in May, those tickets will be mailed out to all of those offenders.
And do we have any idea how steep a penalty will be if someone is flagged for that?
Yeah, it's not cheap. The cameras will be generating $76 tickets in Center City. And we're talking about between Spring Garden and Bainbridge, river to river. And outside of Center City, those tickets are $51.
Always great transportation knowledge from KYW News Radio transportation reporter Mike DiNardo. Mike, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure, Brian.
And we'll check back in with Mike a little bit later on to talk about the impending loss of a sports landmark out in the suburbs. This is The Week in Philly. We'll be right back.
The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V. Contact your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details.
Men, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.